This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump joined Queen Elizabeth and other world leaders in the city of Portsmouth Wednesday to commemorate the 75th anniversary of D-Day. VOA's Patsy Widakuswara reports.
More than a dozen world leaders were in attendance in Portsmouth, all of whom extolled the bravery of the young troops who were part of what is still history's largest amphibious attack. 7,000 ships and landing craft headed across the English Channel to confront the Germans. As 300 aging D-Day veterans, all now in their 90s, listened, Trump recited a prayer President Franklin D. Roosevelt delivered on radio on D-Day, including the wartime president's professed belief in the virtue of the invasion. Trump, who has now left Britain, traveled to Ireland to meet the Irish Prime Minister and stay at his golf resort there before flying to Normandy for more D-Day remembrances on Thursday. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Portsmouth.
The White House is downplaying the chances of a deal with Mexico to avoid tariffs President Trump has threatened to impose over a border impasse. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
There will be high-level talks today here in Washington between the U.S. and Mexico, which has sent what the president calls its top people.
I think they want to make a deal.
But two officials say they do not expect an agreement to stop the tariffs, which would kick in next week. The president's demanding Mexico do more to stop illegal immigration, and one official says the president expects the Mexicans to present a tangible plan. GOP lawmakers are threatening to block the tariffs, which they say will hurt the economy, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi agrees.
Because in punishing Mexico, we'll be punishing America as well.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
An update on Wall Street. Right before the close, the Dow was up 0.8%, while the S&P rose 0.47%. The NASDAQ gained 0.61%. This is VOA News. Protest leaders